Welcome to the 2023-24 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you for the next 26 weeks, getting you caught up on the biggest stories from across the state in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new year brings a lot of questions, especially for the families of freshmen or students starting their first year of high school in Michigan. Who plays who? What was the score of last night's game? What are people talking about? Just what is going on here? Well, there's an easy way to find out the answers to all of those questions and more. Make sure you check out MHSAA.com. The site was redesigned a year ago, and now MHSAA.com sees over 10 million visits annually. It's the best place to go if you're looking for a score, a schedule, a story, NPR rankings, and more. Plus, it's been optimized for mobile use, which makes submitting scores on a Friday even easier. Looking to connect on social? We have you covered there as well. The MHSAA's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, sorry, X accounts, are all updated throughout the week with important news for everyone involved in high school sports. Follow us and stay current with all the happenings from around the state. The first week of action is in the books, and with that brings us our first game balls of the year. Pinckney's Evan Loughwright started the cross-country season out with a win. The senior was first in a dual meet with Brighton, but Brighton came out victorious on the team side. Ellie Wilcox helped lead Boyne City to a Pelston Invite volleyball title. The Ramblers were perfect on the day, winning all six matches and 12 sets they played in. And to Muskegon Reese Puffer senior Liam Smith, he poured in four goals in an 8-0 season-opening soccer win over Ludington.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
The first week of high school football season is always exciting and sometimes confusing. Here are some, not all, of the differences between the high school game and what you see on Saturdays and Sunday. In high school, there's no such thing as an uncatchable ball when judging pass interference. It is a penalty if there is illegal contact, whether the ball is catchable or not. In overtime, high school teams start with the ball on the 10-yard line, not the 25 like in college. And in high school overtime, you're only able to get a first down via penalty, and at no time is a high school team required to go for 2 points. And on extra point plays, if the defense gains possession, the try is over. The defense cannot return the ball for 2 points.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. All summer long, MHSAA.com has highlighted former high school standouts who have used past athletic experiences to help shape their post-high school lives. The series is called Made in Michigan and provides updates on some familiar names. Like Brent Gates, the current baseball coach at Grand Rapids Christian, was a two-time All-State selection on the diamond at Granville. He played at the University of Minnesota before the major leagues and now has led the Eagles to 3 baseball state titles. Or Ariel Breaker, the current assistant basketball coach at the University of Minnesota. She helped Grosse Pointe North win a Class A state title in 2008. A 3-sport athlete at GPN, she finished 3rd for the 2010 Miss Basketball Award, and she played collegiately at Notre Dame before coaching at Lehigh, Oakland, South Dakota, and West Virginia, and now with the Gophers. To get caught up on all the Made in Michigan stories, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.